faith in the promises of God. The promises of God, they are a balm, a healing balm for those wounded by the world and in need of that kind of healing that can only come from a new world coming into being. The promises of God, they are nourishment. Nourishment for those famished for hope. That kind of nourishment that can only come from things being the way things are supposed to be. The promises of God. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The promises of God, they will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The promises of God, the mountains and the hills shall burst into song, and the trees of the field shall greet you. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Faith in the promises of God. We who would call ourselves people of faith, we must hold to these promises. This is the witness of Scripture. It says, faith is the substance of what is hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. Faith, it seems, is rather important to these promises. If without faith, there is no substance to it, no evidence for it. Without faith, it would help then. It would help to understand what faith is, what is meant by this word. We see faith in the old stories. In the story of Noah, we see faith. Noah was given a warning about the coming destruction of everything that he knew. Noah was given a promise of a new world that was yet to come. And Noah had faith. And he left behind everything that he knew and upended his life. And by so doing, he bore the future through the waves in the hold of what his faith had built. We see faith in the old stories. In the story of Abraham, we see faith. Abraham had lived a full life, built a home for himself among his own people, in his own country. And just at that time in life, when a person settles back to enjoy for themselves the fruit of a life of labor, just at that time, the whisperings of a God Abraham had never met began, promising a new people, a new country. And he had faith. Faith enough to leave behind his whole life on the promise of God. He sojourned in a place he did not know, and by so doing, became heir to a promise so glittering, it would be handed down for eternity. This is the witness of Scripture. Faith is the substance of what is hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. But, and this is the witness of Scripture too, but the faithful will not receive the promises. Not even the most faithful will receive the promises. Abraham and Noah didn't, paragons of faith though they were. Noah was promised a new world. But he lived out the twilight of his days rebuilding in the wreckage of the old world. Abraham had been promised a new people, a new country. But at the time that he died, his family had been torn in two, and of this land that had been promised to him, the sum total of this land that had been promised to him that was in his possession, the sum total was the tomb in which he would be buried. Hebrews 11:13, speaking of the paragons of the faith, Hebrews 11:13 says, all of these died without having received the promises. All of these died in the faith without having received the promises. What then is the point of faith? If the faithful must risk all for promises that they will not receive, what is the gain in it? The unfaithful will not receive the promises of God, this we know well. But neither shall the faithful receive the promises of God, so that the faithful and the unfaithful fare just the same. The faithful will not receive the promises, but the faithful will see the promises. We'll catch a glimpse of them from afar off and greet them. And greet them. This, glimpses brushing past us as we live. This is the most of the promises that we are promised. Glimpses. Faith is the substance of what is hoped for, the evidence of what is not seen. Abraham, he was promised a new homeland. The substance of that hope was tent leather and stitches, worn shoes, and miles ahead on a dusty road. That is the substance of hope. It had reality, grain, scent. Noah was promised a new world. The substance of that hope was timber and nails, rain and olive branch. The substance of hope, Noah could touch it, had reality, heft, tensile strength. I have touched the substance of what is hoped for, too. I have seen the evidence of what is not seen. I have seen from afar off the promises of God and greeted them. Through you. Old South Church. The promise of God, blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I have seen the evidence of what is unseen. In Boston, warm, in the midst of a killing cold winter with snows that simply would not stop. In the midst of that killing cold winter, this house of God became a community, a home for those without a home. I have caught a glimpse of the kingdom of heaven and how it is for the poor, how it is for them. Lives rebuilt, lives saved, dignity shared, joy and laughter shared. The substance of hope. It was red and white checked tablecloths, cots and blankets, coffee percolators, sturdy rubber storage lockers. I have touched the substance of hope. The promise of God, the mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands, the whole of God's good creation, with joy. I have seen the evidence of what is unseen in the creation care work of this church. As the world barrels towards climate catastrophe, I have glimpsed signs of this promise of God. I drink coffee out of whimsical mugs full of it. I plug my laptop into power strips of it. I close the double-sealed doors of it. I have touched the substance of hope. The promise of God, they will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. I have seen the evidence of what is unseen. In your bodies, as you have shown up month after month and year after year, faithfully for protests and marches and vigils and important votes, as you have shown up to public hearings and interfaith actions at the State House and at corporate boardrooms and at the jailhouse, I have been pressed in so tightly with you on Boston Common, at the Women's March, pressed in so tightly with you that none could move unless all would move, all yearning and working for something new, that sustenance that can only come from things being the way they are supposed to be. The promise of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. I have seen the evidence of what is unseen. In 7,000 scarves knitted out of gold and blue, sent to us from all over the country and from around the world for free, for nothing. From people of faith we have never met and can never know or even number, a special delivery, USPS. 7,000 blessings to wrap around the neck of people who, in defiance of violence, to wrap around the necks of people who would make peace the more powerful. How beautiful. How beautiful are the feet upon the mountains of the messengers bringing peace. How beautiful are the feet on Heartbreak Hill of the messengers bringing peace. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I have touched it, the substance of hope. I have caught a glimpse of God's promises from afar off and greeted them in joy in you, Old South Church. I have seen God's promises in you, in your faith, in your work, in your prayers, in your community. I have touched the substance of hope along with you. Built some small piece of the realm of God with you, so that for the unfaithful, they might see in this place, see what we do, see some of it and say, here, evidence. I thank God for you, Old South Church. God who is not ashamed to be your God, but indeed who has prepared a city for you. I thank God for my time ministering among you. And I bless you. And I bless you. And I bless you. And I bless you. Hallelujah.